This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And we switch gears, and we're talking with Brian Shaw. He's leader of the LSU Jazz Ensemble, and this is a big time of the year for him. It's become a tradition at the Manship Theater, December 11th and 12th, as in Tuesday and Wednesday night at the Shaw Center for the Arts, the Manship Theater. It's Cool Winter Nights, big band, an 18-piece band, plus soloists, and Brian Shaw will be there with his trumpet. He's the leader of the pack, and good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to see you, and you're going to be joined by a few of your closest friends and some accomplished musicians in their own right.
Well, that's right, yeah. We have always have a great band, and like you said, this is the seventh year of us doing it. I can't believe it's been 7 years since we started this. But I'm always joined by Bill Grimes on bass and Willis Deloney on piano, my colleagues, and actually Bill's now my retired colleague from LSU. But they're always with us, and for the last several years, we've had the same vocal soloists, both Sasha Mazakowski, who's a fantastic singer from New Orleans, who's working in New York now, and she was actually just in China on a tour of the Far East. And also Greg Daigle, Father Greg Daigle, who's a priest down in Plaquemine, St. John's. So we're always excited to have both of them with us.
Well, you have a great venue at the music school when you do this in the summertime. But the Manship Theater is a pretty nice place to do this kind of thing.
It's a great place. Yeah, I love getting to play there. Everybody down there just treats us so well, and it feels like family at this point because, you know, we really have to talk about too many of the details. You know, everyone who works backstage and everyone in the offices, they just sort of know what we do. And so it's nice to have that continuity and have that tradition there.
Now, Brian Shaw came to LSU a dozen years ago from the University of Texas, where he received his doctorate, also
That's
a graduate
right.
of the Eastman School, which is noted for its musical talent. And you have some remarkable people you've worked with, and let's start with Willis Deloney. He's about as good as it comes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Willis is the pianist that I always ask to play with if I'm doing a solo recital because he can play anything. so I never have to worry about holding back on the repertoire playing with Willis, and he's always just a joy of a musician. He's a great friend too, and just like Bill, you know, we've been colleagues for such a long time that we know each other's families, and we've been there for each other when the job gets difficult at LSU, which is not too often, but we've always enjoyed each other's company and always enjoy playing together, especially. Willis does some arranging and has written a chart for the band, and Bill has done a fair amount of arranging, actually, for the band, as have I. So we all contribute original charts for this concert as well.
And Bill Grimes is a staple in our community and is known nationally, if not internationally, for
intergalactically.
His bass guitar work.
That's right. Yeah, Bill's a great bassist and, like I said, an arranger. He is enjoying retirement with his wife, Jan, and I think he's writing probably as much now, if not more music, than he ever did before. So Bill is staying busy. Mm-hmm.
And as I stated, this is an 18-piece band, so you've got lots of other people joining you and Bill and Willis on stage.
Right, and I think this is maybe, and actually I would go so far as to say this is definitely the best band we've ever had. I'm really excited to welcome a couple new people to the band. Matt Wright, who plays with the Louisiana Philharmonic down in New Orleans, is going to join us on trombone. And let's see, who else is new? Oh, of course, Doug Stone, our new colleague who took Bill's position over at LSU. Doug's a fantastic tenor saxophone player, came to us also from Rochester, New York. And so we're excited to welcome those guys to the band.
And you've performed not only here in Baton Rouge, but you've made the rounds in some other places of late.
Yeah, it's been a busy, you know, busy time. One of my friends calls December the major appliance holiday for brass players because we always, you know, we have to kind of make hay while the sun shines, and because January comes and the gigs dry up. So I've been, I just got back from New York yesterday. I was playing old trumpets over at St. Thomas.
Really?
Yeah, playing Baroque trumpet, which went extinct, I think, in around 1820 or so, but playing with the St. Thomas Boys Choir there, which is an amazing group of young men who are recruited from around the country to sing with this choir. And so actually my Baton Rouge friend Shelby Lewis was playing Baroque trumpet with that group as well. So the two of us got to play in New York and had a really nice concert there.
And you've been to Dallas?
Yeah, I'm headed to Dallas actually next week, so playing with the Dallas Wind Symphony there, and right after that to Kansas City for another Messiah, and then to Santa Fe after Christmas to play the Brandenburg Concerto. So
New York, Dallas, Kansas City, Santa Fe, and in between the Manship Theater, 320 25 very intimate seats. I think there are a few seats available.
There are, yeah. And people can get those tickets at Manship Theater with an R-E in theater, by the way, .org. And it's 344-0334 for the phone number to the Manship. And it's sold very well, but we still have some good seats.
All right. That's 225-344-0334. If you'd like to make the call in Manship Theater with an R-E if you're online, .org. And it'll be Brian Shaw with Bill Grimes, Willis Deloney, the singers, the vocalists, Sasha Masakowski, and Father Greg Daigle. I'm a big fan of Philip Manuel. He's a hard guy to beat, but these are very accomplished vocalists.
Absolutely.
Right.
And actually, we'll be doing something with the Baton Rouge Symphony in February on Valentine's Day with Philip. And so he's going to join us.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, we're doing sort of a Valentine's Day, you know, romantic concert.
It doesn't get
any
better than that.
It's going to be good, yeah. And Willis is leading that. Well, Tim Muffet is leading it, but Willis and I are putting this concert together. So it's going to be a fun one.
And you've got another date in February, the Jazz Showcase.
That's right. That's when we get all of our jazz groups together at the beginning of the semester, get the students playing and making music together. And after that, the big one I'm really excited about is on April 11th, we are having Wayne Bergeron, who's one of probably the top L.A. studio lead and jazz trumpet player, playing with the LSU Jazz Ensembles. And that's, again, April 11th at the Union Theater. Wayne was actually on your show when he was here about 5 years ago, so we had Wayne on, and it was early for him to get up,
but
we had a good time. Yeah, enjoyed
Wayne Bergeron.
Yeah, that's right.
Jazz Ensemble, April 11th, Jazz Chamber Groups on the 10th,
and that's right.
So it'll be a busy first part of the year, but December is prime time for Brian Shaw and others. As noted, he's not only performing here, but New York, Dallas, Kansas City, Santa Fe, and parts unknown. But the summer hot summer nights, that's been going on for how long now?
That's a great question. It actually started as Bill Grimes and Friends, and I wasn't here for the beginning of it. So I think it's
over
been
20 years.
I think it's maybe 25 years at least. Yeah. So when Bill started
and
that.
And it's a big part of the summer festivities, and I'm sure you'll do that once again.
Absolutely.
Come
we
summertime.
Always do. Yeah, June.
And this event is one that's gone on for a couple of years now, right?
Right. Yeah. This is the seventh year that we've done this.
More than a couple.
it's kind of amazing that it's been this long. But yeah, this is my annual. I just look forward to this every year. It's one of the few things that I actually organize myself. So it's kind of been my baby, and I've always been really excited to have our friends.
Seventh annual, Cool Winter Nights and Hot Jazz, Smooth Jazz, Hot Jazz, whatever you want to call it.
Hot Jazz, please.
Hot Jazz, yeah, okay, there you go. Smooth Jazz, that has that elevator connotation. And I'm sorry I said it in the promo, but it's Hot Jazz. And what selections will we hear?
Well, we'll do a lot of the tunes. You know, I think it's important to keep the tradition at the holiday season especially. So we always begin with Bill's arrangement, sort of a Saturday Night Live style treatment of Joy to the World. And that's one we'll do. And we always feature, ever since the very beginning, we've done Duke Ellington's version of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. And so that's always a fun one that people will never let us not do.
No,
Can't get away with that.
Got to do that.
That's right.
Independent of those who will be on stage with you this week, who are some of the best musicians you've worked with in your career?
Wow. Well, it's fairly timely because it's at the end of the year when we talk about people who've passed this year. And for me, one of the most memorable, I think because it happened when I was so young, was playing with Aretha Franklin. She came to where I did my undergrad at Eastern Illinois, and they needed some players to fill out the band. She brought mostly her own band, kind of the skeleton of the band, and they filled in with some local folks. And I was lucky at about 20 years old to get to play with Aretha two concerts. And to watch my teacher sitting in front of me playing the saxophone solo on Respect was something I'll never forget.
Aretha Franklin, who died on August 16th, same death date as Elvis Aaron Presley. There's actually a film that is out now in certain cities. It'd be nice if it came here, a performance in 1972 in Los Angeles, in which she sings Amazing Grace and a lot of religious hymns. And she had some pipes, didn't she?
Oh, it was amazing. And, you know, she sat down. She didn't come to the rehearsal, I remember that, which is nothing new. But for me, being 20, I didn't realize that people didn't really do that. But she didn't need to sing her own tunes in the rehearsal.
And you were 20.
Yeah, and she sat down at the piano and just started playing the Carole King tune, Natural Woman, and started singing, and everybody in the room just got goosebumps.
Yeah, she could play some instruments as well,
yeah.
Notably the piano.
Absolutely.
And in addition to having a voice like nobody else.
Yeah, it was just an amazing experience to get to play that music. And she sounded just like, you know, I mean, this had been, I guess, 40 years, I guess, at that point, after she had sung many of her biggest hits like Respect and you know, what is some of the other Chain of Fools?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she, and
the catalog of classics.
I know.
You mentioned Natural Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but she could do it all, and got an appropriate send-off. You know, sometimes people outlive their greatness.
Yeah, that's true.
But in her case, she had fans who were not even alive when a lot of those songs were recorded.
Right, and I think she had a bit of a resurgence after that performance at the Kennedy Center Honors of Carole King. I don't know if you've seen that video
not,
but her singing there, you know, with the president.
I think the president was moved to tears by that, and he
definitely
was a pretty
was.
Cool customer, too. He didn't cry about a lot of things, but he cried about Aretha.
No, you can see both the Obamas got teared up at that one, and I can't watch that video without getting chills. It's fantastic.
And, you know, she was a big lady, but she fought pancreatic cancer gallantly for a long time and continued to perform, and she was a magnificent presence on stage, and the legend preceded her. And I didn't know that Brian Shaw was part of the legend.
Very, very tiny part of that amazing career. I was just happy to share the stage with her. But
well, thanks
yeah.
for sharing that story. Yeah. And Brian, along with Bill Grimes and Willis Deloney and Sasha Masakowski and Greg Daigle and others will be on stage, 18-piece band plus soloist, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Manship Theater. That's manshiptheater.org or 344-0334. And tomorrow, by the way, Julie Baxter will be in the host chair. She has quite a show lined up. And then Wednesday, it's Stephanie Regal. I'll be back Thursday, and we'll have another segment with Mike Lupica next.